السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I begin in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. And I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that His beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His last and final messenger. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His protection, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all khair, and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us Jannah and good both in this life and in the hereafter. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. As we come together here today, we are reminded of the various different things that happen around us. And we're also reminded of the fact that the month of Sha'ban is coming to a close. Although a very auspicious and great month, a month of rewards, a month of fasting is coming to a close, we're not saddened, rather we're excited. Because the month that follows this month is a very grand and very large month. It is a month in whose regard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed many verses in the Qur'an. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned various different things about this great month. And in addition to what's been mentioned, we're actually reminded of the physical practices of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been sent to us as an example. In our lives, we have been taught, and day in, day out, that we are reminded that our lifestyles, our actions, and our practices should be as close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's as possible. We as individuals try our best. We as individuals study about it. And at times when possible, we follow the practices of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet, when the month of Ramadan comes, although we understand, there's no doubt in the fact that we don't understand what Ramadan is. We understand what Ramadan is. We know the rewards of Ramadan. Yet it is very difficult for many of us at times to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month as we are reminded to do so. There's two great actions that are done in this month. The first is fasting, and the second is Taraweeh. Number one, fasting, and number two, Taraweeh. These are two things that this month is known for, in addition to many other things. But these two are very important. There's so many of us sitting here today. Let us begin by asking ourselves, each individual, ask them. This is something that we must do. This is something that the Prophet ﷺ did and taught us to do. Let us ask ourselves, do we fast? The simple answer is, alhamdulillah, the majority of us do fast. And there may be some of us, because of the fact that fasting is not obligatory upon us due to our age or whatever other reason, we may not fast for a certain amount of time, but we fast. We can get into the details of our fasting. Now this is something which is practical. We can get into the details of our fasting. Do we just not eat and drink and do everything else? Or do we truly fast as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to do. Do we truly refrain from lying, backbiting, speaking about things that we do not need to speak about? Do we try during our fast to recite the Qur'an as much as possible? Or do we still carry on our lives like we do normally? See, the fasting is not just staying hungry. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one place, that staying hungry or staying thirsty is not what fasting is all about. Rather, there's an entire spiritual dimension to fasting that we totally seem to forget at times. We can come into, and many of us, and this is something, like I said, which is very practical. Next week, or the following week, when we come into the masjid on Friday, it will be the month of Ramadan, inshallah. Just look around to see what, observe, just look around to see what we are doing. Will we still be outside looking at the flyers? Will we still be outside chatting with our friends? Or will we, after Jumu'ah, go downstairs and instead of spending 10 minutes eating, will we spend another 45 minutes eating and communicate and talk with each other? Whereas this time, this month of Ramadan, has been reserved for us in order to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person should be so conscious that, okay, it's very possible that during the day I may not get time to do a lot of things, but when I walk into the masjid on Friday, I'm not going to waste my time doing anything. I'm going to meet whoever I meet and walk in and open the Qur'an and start my recitation until the khutbah begins. And once the khutbah is complete and the prayer is complete, if I have some extra time, instead of spending that time downstairs talking to my friends, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong, but the idea is that this month of Ramadan, it's a special time that's been given to us to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we don't utilize this special time to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's very possible that we may never communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we do, that communication will not be as great as the communication of the individual who always remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's something we have to think about. It's 29 or 30 days. It's a very short period of time. That time can be wasted doing everything else. Or that time can be utilized in order to become better individuals. And if not anything else, keep in mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me and I will remember you. Come to me walking and I will run towards you. We are all in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. We are all in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. Now, just because many of us may have a good job, a good house, a good car, and we're living a nice life, we may not realize that because we're blessed with everything. Health, wealth, there's nothing that we really need to worry about. But it's only when a blessing is taken away from us, we automatically or all of a sudden we become conscious and we realize, I need to talk to Allah. And we should remember, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala both in good times and bad times. Our practice has become that we only remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we get into a situation where we realize we cannot get out of, which we cannot get out of until I talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so much so, if we can get out of a situation without talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't. We just don't. Our mind doesn't go there. Our mind doesn't go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't realize that people don't tend to worry about these kinds of things. So, when a time has been given to us, this great time, our time shouldn't be wasted. I remind everyone every year before Ramadan, during Ramadan, find yourself a copy of the Quran, small enough for you to carry around with you. Work, wherever you may, masjid, wherever you may be going. Start on the first day with the first page. There will come a time when you will have read maybe the entire Quran, maybe a good portion of the Quran, or maybe some portion of the Quran. But it's the effort that counts. It's very simple. It's very simple. It's very simple to walk in, talk with your friends, pray Jumu'ah, have lunch, and walk out. It's very simple to do that. But there is a time that's been given to us to do a certain thing. And the best act of worship that we can do in besides prayer is recite the Quran. It's the month of the Quran. Ramadan is the month of the Quran. Let us ask ourselves another question. How much Quran have we recited in the last year? How much Quran have we recited in the last year? The Quran is a book not only which we use for our guidance, but it's also a book which is to be recited. We recite the Quran over and over again. Every time we complete the Quran, we begin the Quran. It's a book that needs to be recited. It's a book that it's the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that brings light into our hearts. that brings light into our lives, that brings light into our families. Right? The word barakah, it brings barakah into our lives. And because some people feel just because they don't understand the Qur'an, there's no need to read it in Arabic. The words of the Qur'an are a remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to read them. We need to bring them inside us. And what better time than Ramadan to bring those words inside us? So we fast. The quality of our fasting. And this is something that we should all be very conscious about. The quality of our fasts. Let's move on. The second most important act that we do in this month is Taraweeh. Let us ask ourselves, and this is a very tough question. Do we go for Taraweeh every day in the month of Ramadan? Do we go to the masjid for Taraweeh every day in the month of Ramadan? If not, why not? If not, why not? If there's an individual standing at the door every day at Taraweeh, with a stack of $100 bills, and was handing them out to every individual that walked in, I'm pretty sure the entire family would come, without fail. It's a fact. We would. We'd go out of our way. That's an easy $3,000. Well, maybe not $3,000, $2,900, without fail. Right? Simply, you just walk in, bring your wife, bring your kids. Why not? 2 hours, but hey, that's a lot of money right there. That's the way we would look at it. And we would go without fail. We don't see the reward. The reward is well beyond this $100 that I'm talking about. But we don't see the reward. The reward is much larger and much greater. The reward will be given to us when we will be in need of reward. We will be paid for our efforts when we will need as much payment as possible. Right? Sometimes people are in a good financial state. People, their friends come to them, ask them for loans. They give loans. Maybe a few $100, $1,000, $2,000, whatever it may be, you give a loan. You really don't care. You're fine. Then there may come a time when you're out of a job. Now you've been out of a job for about 3 months. Now it's getting a little difficult. Now not only do you knock on the person who took $1,000 from you, you may even end up knocking on the person's door who took $100 away from you. And say, hey, you know what, I'm really in need. If it would have been better, I would have never asked you for it, but I'm really in need. Can you please give it to me? There will come an hour, there will come a moment when we will all be in need. When we will all be in need. And all of this that we do will come to us in the form of a payment, in the form of a reward. And at that time, every little bit will count. Because it's very possible that our scales will be, just a little on this side at times and a little on this side at times. Someone may come and take some good rewards away from you and it just may tip over on the other side. And now you'll be crying and all of a sudden Allah will remind you that you did some good in the world and may tip over a little. It'll be right there. It'll be tipping on each side. You'll be worried. And so everything counts. So Ramadan. When we think of Ramadan, we think of fasting. I'm just talking about the major aspects. I'm not even getting into the details. And the reason I'm not even getting into the details yet is because these are two things that we must do. Obviously fast, that's a fard obligation, and Taraweeh. Why is it so difficult for us to come to the masjid? Yes, we're tired, we work all day, we get home, but we simply waste our time, It takes about an hour and a half. And many of us live within about 15 minutes from the masjid, 2 hours from your schedule every day. That's all it takes. 2 hours from our schedules every day to come to the masjid for Taraweeh. It's not all year round, it's just 1 month. That's all it takes. It's not very difficult. As long as your heart is in the right place, as long as our minds are in the right place, it's not very difficult for us. And obviously when we come to the masjid and when we listen to the Qur'an, we will be listening to as long as we do our Taraweeh in one masjid, we will be listening to an entire Qur'an. It may be possible for some of us not to recite the entire Qur'an, but at least we'll be able to listen to the entire Qur'an. We will be in prayer. We will be with our brothers and sisters. We will be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very possible that during the day when we wake up in the morning and we begin our fast, we may get ready to go to work, we may go to work, we may be busy at work, we may come back from work, we may have dinner. And the only time that we may have left during the day to do some kind of a worship, maybe those few hours in the evening, we could simply spend those hours. To spend 2 hours in the evening, they go by very quick. We don't even realize sometimes the 2 hours have gone by. Try sitting with one of your friends. 2 hours go by like this. You don't even realize 2 hours have gone by. There's no value for time anymore. 2 hours go by just like this. But yes, when we're spending 2 hours doing something, such as Taraweeh, which we may not be very interested in, because it doesn't appeal to us. We're not chatting, gossiping, backbiting. You know, those are things that we sort of get us turned on. Yes! The blood and gory in the guts. We don't see all that in Taraweeh. It's actually just standing there in peace, in calmness, listening to the Qur'an. Because we've lost the habit of... It's very easy for us to listen to the radio. It's very easy for us to listen to music. But if someone tells you to listen to the Qur'an for 5 minutes in your car every morning to listen to Surah Yasin before you start listening to the news, very difficult. Very difficult. It is. Really, ask a youngster how difficult it is. You know, 5 minutes, you're driving to work, it's about what, 20, 25, 30 minutes, right? And if you put in a CD and you listen to Surah Yasin, it takes about 5 minutes, but very difficult. And so now you're actually telling me to stand in prayer for an hour and a half every day for about 30 days. That's going to be very difficult. And the fact of the matter is that it is so difficult for individuals that there are many individuals in our community who do not come for Taraweeh. There are many individuals in our community who do not come for Taraweeh. Alhamdulillah, there's many that come, don't get me wrong. But we need, as friends, as brothers, to start encouraging those individuals who do not come for Taraweeh and bring them to the masjid. It is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was just reminded right before the prayer, an individual, an older uncle came to me and gave me a piece of advice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him. And said that we need to talk about unity. We need to talk about unity. We need to talk about uniting the ummah. That's not the only thing we need to talk about. There's a lot of things we need to talk about. And all of these things that are putting us in problems and that are putting us in difficulties would become very easy if we had Allah on our side. The Prophet ﷺ so many years ago was persecuted, went through so many difficulties, but he was always very happy and very content because he had Allah on his side. Because he had Allah on his side. Today, as you know, when we're sitting alone, this is not just something that I expect you to answer in the next 5 seconds. This is something that we need to think about. You know, when it's maybe in your room in the dark, just think about it. Am I sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on my side? Am I sure? Every individual should think about this. Am I sure? Am I positive that Allah is on my side? If I'm not positive, what is the reason, or what are the reasons due to which I'm not sure why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not on my side? And we should work on bettering those reasons. If it's something evil, we should remove it from our lives. If it's something that we do not do, then we should bring it into our lives. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our side. Every individual needs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on their side. Everyone. This has nothing to do with the faith of Islam. Anyone that believes in God, anyone that believes in a higher being, always wants to please that higher being. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this moment in order to make sure that we turn to Him, we make Him happy, that we recharge our batteries. That's all it's about. And it still becomes very difficult for us. We really need to think about this. It's something which is very practical. It will demand effort. It will demand a lot of effort. There will be times when it may not be so easy for all of us. There may be times when we will be feeling very tired, where we may not want to do certain things. But keep in mind, that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects of us. And if that's what we give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are very large indeed. The rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are very large indeed. And when we do begin, you know, I was talking to an individual, and a brother from our own community. I was talking to him about 2 weeks ago. He was at a job where he was working about, you know, 16, 18 hours a day. You know, he'd be coming home from the office at 2 in the morning, working very hard. So he finally, what he decided to do was he decided to change his jobs and take a cut in his pay, just so that his life would become a little more easier and he'd spend a little more time with his family. So that's what he did. He changed. He went from one pretty decent firm in the Bay Area to another very decent firm in the Bay Area, and took a pay cut, but he could spend a little more time with his family. A few weeks ago, he sends me an email at 2 in the morning, and we're exchanging emails around 2 in the morning, and he goes, "I'm still at work." I couldn't comprehend it. I said, "You're still at work?" And I wrote back to him, I said, "Didn't you tell me that your new job would demand less of your time and you would not be at work at this hour?" And he replied to me, which was very touching. This is something that we all need to think about. He replied to me and said, "I'm using these few weeks that I have before Ramadan in order to get some of my projects done so that I can have more free time during Ramadan, so that I can make sure that I come for at least Fajr and Taraweeh every day to the masjid." This is an individual just like you and us. He's an engineer that works for some company here in the Bay Area. But that was his reason. He's working hard now before Ramadan in order to get certain things done so that he does not have the pressure on his shoulders during the month. He prepared. In his own way, he prepared for the month of Ramadan. You know how a lot of families, they prepare for the month of Ramadan. Right? We go shopping before the month of Ramadan to make sure that we have all the goodies so that we can fatten ourselves in the month of Ramadan. That's pretty much all we do in the month of Ramadan. So there's preparations in all different ways. There's preparations in all different ways. And this is how individual, and so that's how we need to prepare ourselves. If there's certain things that we can get done now, let's get them done now. If there's a business trip that we can avoid during the month of Ramadan, avoid it. If there's certain things that we can avoid, let's try to avoid them. Then there's some things that you may just not be able to avoid, that you just may have to do for one reason or another. But all that is avoidable should be avoided so that we can spend more time. We can spend more time, like I mentioned earlier, communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on our side. Once we have that feeling, we will be content. Another thing that we need to start preparing for during this great month, and this is something that we all need to do. Many of us give charity during this month. Many of us give our zakah during this month. And Allah subhanahu, it's an obligation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if that's something that we need to do and we need to start calculating, we should start calculating. We should not wait, you know, with the IRS, obviously we wait until about the 9th or 10th of April before we even pull out our receipts to do our taxes. And then on the 14th you realize you're not going to get them done and you apply for an extension. In the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can apply for an extension all you want. Right? You know, you realize at the end of Ramadan that you haven't been able to calculate your zakah, you can apply for an extension, you can give it later on, it's not a big deal. But let me remind you this, you won't get the same reward. You won't get the same reward. So we need to start thinking about that as well, where if we need to calculate, if we have a business and we need to start putting down our numbers or whatever it is, we need to start doing these things. We need to start making the intention for doing these things. We need to start preparing ourselves that this is a month in which I will give charity. As difficult as it may be. We plan for a lot of things. When you want that new high definition TV that costs about $5,000 and it's a little out of your way than what when your little child asks you for a PSP, you know, that's $300. You can probably, go out of your way and get it. It's not a big deal. But now, as you're older, your toys are bigger. So when our toys get bigger, they cost more as well. And so we're looking for this, high definition TV that costs about $5,000. We prepare for it. We save a little bit of money and say, okay, I can probably get away with this. I need to get that TV. And don't get me wrong, that's a different subject altogether. But I won't even get into that right now. But you get what we go a little out of our way. And so as the month of Ramadan comes, let us mentally, spiritually, physically, within our spouses, prepare each other. Let us remind each other. Spouses, our families, let us remind each other that this is something that we need to do. When you come to the masjid with your little children, give them some money in their hand to put inside the donation box. Teach them from this early age. Teach them from as early as their 4 and 5 year olds. Give them money in their hands and tell them to put it inside the donation box. Your child could be 15 years old. Give them some money. They still don't work. A lot of 15 year olds don't work. Give them some money and tell them to put it inside the box. That's practically teaching our children what to do. And when we teach them, it is something that they will be reminded of when they grow older, when they start making their own money, they will give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very interesting. You know, I teach at a school as well. And you have young children, and on some days, you know, you have requests for some sort of a donation. And there's children who go out of their way. You know, there's a child who comes up to me and says, I just received a $5 allowance yesterday, but you know what, I'm going to give the entire thing to charity. $5 allowance pretty much meant that was their entire paycheck. Right? That was their entire paycheck. Now, I understand that it may be difficult for all of us to put our entire paycheck because we have other expenses as well, but we can definitely, sometimes when we want something, we will go out of our way to get it, even if it costs a lot. And this is something that we need to do for the sake of ourselves, for the sake of our community. This is an obligation that is on our shoulders. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength, the ability, the courage to understand the greatness of this month. And more than that, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the strength, the ability and the courage to practice during this month. You know, year after year after year, we may be missing Taraweeh. We may be missing. We really just carries on, you know. So what? So what? And our entire lives go by, and we're missing this great part of Ramadan. This great part of Ramadan, coming together at the masjid in the evening, getting together for prayer, you know, meeting each other. It's a beautiful moment. It's a Jum'ah every day. And the beauty is we're not in a hurry to go home or go to work. It's Jum'ah every day, but we don't realize it. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the strength and the courage. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our matters easy for us. Fulfill their needs. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Bi rahmatika ya Rahman Rahimeen.